Hey, this is Brady Gaster, and in today's episode of WebDev TV, we are going to once again show you another view of lovely Building 3 here on campus where the web development and ASP.NET teams work, as well as some of the Azure guys like myself and Syed, who's currently holding the camera. And what we're going to do today is we're going to take you into the SignalR triage. What we do for triage is we actually triage issues or bugs, and we figure out kind of the order in which we want to work on them, how we're going to work on them, who's going to work on them, and all that good stuff. We wanted to kind of give you a glimpse into how we do this work here at Microsoft, so we felt like a good team to do a triage on was the SignalR team, because they tend to be rather animated. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and go into Building 3 and find the SignalR team and get started. You ready, Syed?
I'm ready.
Let's go.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
All right, so we're here in the SignalR hangout room. This is our fun team room, right?
Get a shot of the
The lounge.
IR signal.
Somebody screwed
up. SignalR. Okay. So we're now in here. And what we're going to do is we're going to go through and do a bug triage. And I'll let the guys kind of tell us what they're looking at and kind of what the process looks like.
Cool.
And I'll let them kind of get started, and I'll remind them that they might want to censor some of their language.
Oh, no. We never. Like, kittens and small children are welcome. It's
we
all
never,
good. This is how the sausage is made. can we like post-production, right? We can edit all the bad stuff
bit,
out.
Yes.
Can we clean it up?
Okay. Pixelate my face, protect the innocent. Yeah, alright, so we're on GitHub. All the issues are public, so we're just on GitHub at SignalR whack issues, and I'm just looking at issues that don't have any milestones set, because they're the ones that need triaging.
Yep.
Generally, once we've triaged it, we'll stick it in a milestone. Some of them have tags already, so that generally means someone's looked at it and they've done like a precursor, but they haven't put it in a milestone. So
yeah. We'll
look at them again. We're going to ignore pull requests, because we generally ignore pull requests in this triage. We look at those separately, so we're just going to look at bugs. So first one here is 2631, invalid op exception, connection started. Fowler's already commented.
I replied to it.
He said it's not a bug. It's by design, catch the exception. Can we just close this out? You said we might consider making this easier in Silverlight?
Like retries, right?
This is a client error, right?
Yeah. The problem is today, there's no way to know like if the connection dies during your call. You can catch the exception and then retry it yourself.
Right.
We could add retries or something in the future.
Across reconnects.
Yeah.
So this is specifically the problem when you have an outstanding invocation, a hub invocation.
Yep.
What if it's just a send?
Same.
Well, can't you do it just a connection level send as well if you're not using hubs?
Yes.
And that could also fail as a result of...
That can be retried.
And we would retry?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, let's turn it into a feature.
It's a consideration.
You
got to sign in.
Oh, yeah. Let me sign in. That might
put
help.
It as a suggestion.
All right.
But we don't know what his problem is.
We'll put,
it's not a bug.
Stick it in what? The backlog?
Yeah. Where bugs going to die.
Where bugs? It's going to be revisited when we do the next major release.
Oh, yeah, that.
Yeah. That's a suggestion. Oh, wow. Come on, GitHub. There we go. And we have a backlog somewhere.
We should bring it to Graveyard.
Graveyard. No. It actually has a mark somewhat complete. So the backlog is actually getting looked at. All right. Not that one. Next one. Windows Phone Browser disconnects in Long Polling and Forever Frame.
Ask Gustavo.
Is he here?
Yeah.
Gustavo!
Come here a second.
You're
being filmed.
We're in the team room being filmed.
We're on camera.
Okay.
So come. Act natural. Like Jersey Shore.
No makeup, so you're just gonna look good. What is this?
Bug? So what I noticed is that on the browser, it's like when you connect via Internet Explorer, it's disconnecting log polling after 1 minute, the same behavior that we have for the C# client. So I'm thinking that maybe it's a restriction on the native layer, on
it
the network
layer. It just dies? It doesn't reconnect?
It doesn't reconnect.
It doesn't reconnect.
It should. So it's not doing that part.
So it's
two different issues, right?
Okay, so WebSocket stays alive forever frame, reconnects twice, then works fine. That's normal, right? Is that normal?
But what reconnects twice? It should reconnect only once.
So
I see the logs twice of reconnecting.
Wow.
But it's still like acceptable behavior.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's doing what it should. But long polling just stops.
Yes.
On the browser, on the phone.
On the browser, on the phone. On the phone. Yes. If you force long polling.
Uh-huh.
Do we know when this started? Like, this is a this must be a regression, surely.
But it's a JavaScript client, right?
Hit edit.
1 second. It's bugging me. Oh, you
have. It says it.
This is a figure. I say transport equals.
Yeah. Open and navigate to blah. Oh. Wait. What?
Well, probably I had something there and it got replaced.
Edit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had like.
How do you escape in GitHub Markdown?
Backslash.
It is?
Backtick.
Ah.
So what happened? You just found what was wrong with this particular issue? Or
no. So we're just trying to make sure that it's the. It's represented correctly in the bug, it's just that there's actually some stuff missing. Just put it in square braces. Screw this.
Okay.
Which you'll think it's a link. Not perfect.
Yep.
Okay. So long poly is just broken in IE.
We should
on the
just
phone.
Sign to someone.
If there is no traffic. So,
so we expect it to time out, but it should just reconnect.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
Is there like a network trace? Do we have a log or is the phone? I don't have anything.
No. There's not.
Alright, we need someone to investigate this.
Yeah.
Give it to
201.
Yeah.
Give it to who? Taylor?
Yeah.
It's a mouse, he's not. There we go.
Everyone's been this one, sir.
Thank you, sir!
Awesome.
You may leave now.
Thanks a lot.
What's Taylor's name?
Oh,
there. How do I... Alright.
I didn't.
Alright. Owen.
Yes,
Microsoft FaceMinet signaling, you know what this is?
I think... So we can't, you can't compile to it right now because of missing dependencies in Katana?
In
they're gone
from
my head, they disappeared. So
but,
you can't build it.
Wait,
so
you mean dev or release?
I mean 2.0 the type.
Doesn't it depend on release versions?
Doesn't matter, those are gone.
No, they're like, doesn't 2.0 depend not on nightlies, it depends on 2.0 versions or the other
Where's
stuff.
Where's 2.0?
Nowhere, so you're never going to be able to build it.
Can't build it. So it can't be built.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he's using a different version of the dependencies.
Well, that's not going to work.
They made some breaking changes. And he's seen their compiler. Right, I think you can close it.
It's not going to work.
There's
right?
no issue with compiling it. I think he has the wrong version of Ankatana.
So what's the comment?
I put it ready.
Oh, so just
close
it out?
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of pre-triaged it.
You did?
Yay!
Alright. Pull request. RC1 get state variable and help from VB. Oh!
This is the one we tried to help the guy with.
Yeah. So has anyone ever actually tried VB dynamic hub state?
Before.
Someone did,
a
right?
A long time ago, but.
Alright, someone
I
is,
think.
Somebody
yeah, this doesn't.
Alright. It sounds like a language nerds kind of problem. Not that Stevenson.
VB
a little bit.
It doesn't suck. VB's
no.
awesome.
There we go.
But why is it so different?
Stefan! Yeah, it thinks it's an invocation.
I don't know, yeah.
For some reason. Alright.
So, in the future, what kinds of things could make life easier for you guys, or
we actually
rather,
have
rather
some
more efficient?
We have some guidelines, right?
Is
so,
it?
If you actually go a new issue...
Oh, yeah! There's this
we
giant...
We actually went to the trouble.
Giant
this
thing.
Alright, so you click on, please review the guidelines, and then this itself points to a gist that I wrote, which is a bug filing template. Somewhere. Let's do that again. There it goes. So this is our bug filing template. So we would really like all bugs to look like this.
Okay.
So that it's very, very clear for us to know, you know, what were you doing? Attach a repro project if it's anything but the most simple thing you can.
Yep.
Give me step-by-step minimal repros. What did you expect to happen? Like, if the bug wasn't there, what did you think was going to happen? What actually happened? And then if you have further technical details, if you ran tracing, or Wireshark, or you have like a console from the JavaScript window or something.
Fiddler,
paste that in further technical details. But don't just take the log from the console, paste it in, and say, look, there's a bug.
Gotcha.
We get stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, you know, we don't know what you were trying to do.
And it kind of sits for a while.
Right.
So, yeah. So we have these guidelines. So by all means, use the guidelines, and it makes our life a lot easier.
Especially if it's a big issue that you want fixed.
Yeah,
if you want it fixed.
So one of the things in the guidelines is like, what is the functional impact? Is this just like a correctness issue, or is this blocking you from doing something? Does this cause clients to crash after 2 minutes? Like, we want to know what actually happened, not just that, you know, here's the bug.
Yeah.
What's the impact to your app? This one. No, that's a pull request. Ah! I'm not even doing it.
The icon.
This one.
That one.
JS client will receive error for scale out from server. Long poly connection become disconnected immediately while reconnect succeed.
Yeah.
201, but can't repro. So there's no repro. This is just a hole. I mean, if there's no repro, there's nothing really to be actionable right now.
It's a giant call stack.
It's just a massive call stack.
Let's just that. What's the error? Scroll.
What? It's a service bus error. But the point is, it happened.
I guess it never recovered.
Wow, wait, what? That's a yellow screen. That's a yellow screen of death.
Yeah.
Oh, on poll. Oh, interesting. Oh, no, it's long polling. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's throwing an exception.
It's trying to read, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
So this basically is saying long polling does not work with service bus at all.
She says it's hard to repro.
Oh, that's true. She can't repro.
It happened once.
It may well be fixed after all the service bus stuff that we did. So
we need to...
needs repro?
And get better. And get more detail.
So that's just you saying this particular issue needs more detail. We
need
to go back to the author.
Yeah. So we can only assign bugs to our team. And Shahan is part of our team, so we just assign to her and she can look at it later on.
Okay.
And try to get more detailed information about why it happened, when it happened.
Cool.
Alright. Next one. Duplicate call to on receive.
Gustavo, I have not seen this.
When a message emitted. Oh, really? Just in the. Wait.
Yeah, let's go then.
So, like.
Oh! Wait, the message from unconnected is being sent twice? Isn't that expected for full transport fallback?
If it falls back. I'm not sure it did fall back.
You would have seen it here, right?
Then you can't repro it.
A standalone repro. So it does repro here. I see the G message has gone in for a replace this. What? What is that? What is this thing? This is that's on JavaScript, right? Yeah.
Does it always happen?
What's the connecting message buffer?
I thought you
just Taylor's change?
Yeah. Okay. I thought you had the code. I thought you was trying to force the repro. Does it always happen?
I changed the source code to fix. Repro happens without changing the source code. He says he cannot reproduce it on our repository. Therefore, I provide a standalone repro. So he has a project, I'm assuming, with dependencies in it, where it says it repros.
Where is he?
Call him back. Gustavo!
Gustavo! Come back.
Okay.
This change, right? Does it always happen? If you send the message in unconnected.
So. Yeah. It
always
happens. It happens when I'm using the NuGet packages. I could not repro when I'm doing.
Which version?
What
which
version?
Which NuGet package?
RC 2.0 RC.
RC 1. Did you try it with 2.0 RTW?
It should be the same because I wrote a sample.
So this folder has the packages in it already.
Yes.
That's 2.0.
That's RC1 of 2.0.
It's RC1.
Yeah. But it doesn't repro when you run it with like building locally from source.
Yeah, I tried to like I copy the repro.
From the release branch.
Or dev branch.
Dev or release. Good point.
So I tried then. It's from the nightly release from NuGet.
And that doesn't work repro. Nightly release is a release branch. And then it doesn't repro there.
No, we have two nightlies. We have a dev nightly and a release nightly.
You said release nightly, right?
The release nightly specifically?
Yes.
And it doesn't?
Well, I'm not sure which of the nightly.
It's been, but okay.
But it repros with that or without that? As in, when you have that, does it repro? With the nightly build?
So,
what's
being video? So, I wonder if it's something that I'm doing wrong on the sample, or because I tried to go through it and I couldn't find out like what.
So
I
just,
and it's more like the JavaScript client is printing the message twice. It's not that the server is sending it twice.
Oh, wait.
You know that for a fact? You have
just,
traces
is it
in the
just
server?
Is it just JavaScript?
I had a breakpoint on the server,
mm.
and it on the unconnected event.
And only runs once?
It only runs once.
So, okay.
Okay, so. Doesn't refro with source, refros with NuGet package RC1. Can you try it on the C# client as well? .NET client?
Sure.
See it refro the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And show Taylor.
Okay.
Assign it Taylor.
Well, let's give it back to Gustavo
yeah.
to try the.
We'll give it to you if you can show him the bug. Assign it him after.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
You're not running on it. You really will.
Okay. Okay. And we'll put that in 01?
Yeah, 201.
Okay.
Just making a little fight bigger.
Yeah. Well, yeah, how many of these would be back ordered? I don't know yet. Come on. There we go. Alright. Next one.
So three more?
Three more?
Three more.
Awesome. Let's pick good ones. WebSockets can attempt to send when in the reconnecting state, which results in an exception.
It's kind of the same as...
It's very similar.
Buffering.
Wait. Trying to send when in the reconnecting exception. We don't... Why? Wait. Doesn't, like, the connection level send check the state before it even goes to the transport?
It throws. That's what you're saying.
Oh!
You didn't say what exception, you said it throws.
Is WebSockets throwing or are we throwing?
I don't know, but both throw.
Because I said, look, don't we expect it to throw if you try and send? It says, yep, and the client, exception is running into an invalid state error. That's right?
Yeah.
That's correct. I agree that we should be different, but I don't think we should be allowing a top level error. Wait, what? It doesn't occur with other. So other transports, because they're AJAX, we've talked about this forever. Actually.
They throw from our code, but the request won't throw. In WebSockets, they'll throw immediately.
No, hang on. So, in WebSockets, at the connection layer, not the socket layer, then we check the state first and then
mm-hmm.
throw there?
Yeah.
Right. So then the other...
What if it got past that and you called send, it would blow up.
Why?
Synchronously.
Why?
If the connection is dead, for example.
If it's dead,
uh-huh.
and we haven't gone into reconnect yet.
Correct.
That's not what he's saying, though.
I don't know what he's saying.
He said when you're in the reconnecting state.
We throw.
That's different.
We just throw from
That's different though, right?
Yeah.
So he's saying the behavior between WebSockets and the other transports is just different if you are actually
no.
in the reconnecting state.
Oh,
that's what he's saying.
All this throw.
That's what I thought. Because he's getting invalid state errors, which is our error. Saying the connection's in an invalid
we
state.
Ask for the error.
Let's just give it back to him for more detail. It's actually assigned to him anyway. It's just not put
well,
in last time.
Time.
Yeah, I know. I thought this was, do we want WebSockets and the other transports to behave the same if we know the connection is the reconnecting state and you try and send? Don't the other transports let the AJAX send go through?
No.
They don't anymore?
No, we just threw up in the connection there.
But that's fine then. They should all be doing that.
I'm wondering, what he's saying is not consistent between the three transports, the four transports.
He's saying they're different. He said it does not occur with any other transport.
Go to the code.
Go to the code.
It's still recording.
Yeah, man. Alright.
The code tells no lies.
The code tells no lies.
We're going to the code now.
Speak of the devil.
We're going to the code because
you.
Taylor found a crappy bug.
We don't trust you.
And we don't trust him.
Which one?
This thing.
And GitHub, can you please stop truncating folder names?
I know.
Scroll.
This one.
WebSockets can attempt to send when in reconnecting state resulting in an exception. Yeah, I saw this one, I forget where it
is. Is that thrown from
yes,
the WebSocket itself? Or is that from us throwing an exception?
Because you're saying you're getting state errors.
This is from the DOM. Yeah, this is not. This is just the WebSocket.
So there's some kind of like state error that we
the
haven't
The actual error
with.
Would have been good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I figured you were saying.
So,
hang on. That can't happen.
That means that we haven't flipped the connection to the reconnecting state yet.
Exactly.
Which is not what the bug says.
And the socket died.
Okay. So yeah. This is in the state when we think it's still connected,
yeah.
But the underlying socket is dead, and that we haven't been told yet.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. It's essentially an invalid state, because, so when we transition into reconnecting in this case...
No, that's not what I said.
It didn't get there yet.
We think the connection is still connected.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
There's no state transition at all.
So I'm going to attempt to send one in the reconnecting state. Okay, go ahead.
Right, so we're in the connecting state. We're in the
connected
state. And you call send, and the socket throws synchronously.
Yes.
We call transport.send, which is the website,
yeah,
and it throws. There's
no
state change, right? It's just like...
Exactly.
Yeah.
The socket has died, and we haven't got the error yet.
There's a gap between, like, where it dies and...
So the fix just says, like, we should be wrapping the call to the underlying socket send, and if it throws, we should go into reconnecting.
It's even simpler than this. Go, if you open up the WebSocket transport,
uh-huh.
And go to the send...
Where is it?
Client.js? Yeah.
Which one is it?
Balance?
Oh, there it is!
Yeah. And then just hit T and search WebSockets, or you can click it.
It's here.
It's not in the camera, bro.
Hey, man, get out of the shot.
Get out of the shot.
On your mark.
There,
all right,
then. We don't do any checks. That's the problem.
We don't even check the connection state.
That's what I was saying.
That's what I said.
That's totally wrong. No, it's
so
totally
that,
wrong.
Okay. So it is what you said and not what you said.
Oh.
Yeah. They were just missing a check
yeah,
altogether.
Yeah, there's just no check.
And that's just a blatant bug.
Yeah.
This is just a completely blatant bug.
Scroll.
Completely blatant.
All right.
Hold on.
Oh, good point. We're not even looking at the, this is the transport directly.
Yeah, and it calls directly into it, I believe.
That one?
Go to core. Let's do send.
No, it does the state.
Right. Boom!
It does the state check, right.
Okay, then it was
David
not
is never wrong.
I saw
it.
So when I was doing Twitter, I saw this happen just randomly.
Yeah.
I've only ever seen it one
time. I've seen it on Jabber 2.
Yeah, so.
Well, okay. So it just means that the transport needs to catch send, and if it fails, we need to flip the state into reconnecting if it isn't already. We need to force a reconnect.
Yes,
you
can.
Okay. We need to handle send failures and force reconnects.
We
for WebSockets only, because it's the only one that's bi-directional.
Did we rethrow?
Should
we rethrow?
Like, these things throw.
From those things?
Did we catch it as well, or did we rethrow?
We could just throw trigger connection error to asynchronously and flip it into reconnect.
It's a great point, though. Oh, because they're not going to know it's in
the wrong state. We shouldn't synchronously throw.
They're not going to know it's in a wrong state.
Well, we could. I mean, that's the thing, right? You can't guard against this if we synchronously throw. You have no idea. It's just a big-ass race.
We do hair anyway.
They don't know.
They don't know.
The thing is,
like,
we haven't picked up on it yet because the API hasn't told us.
I know,
exactly.
But even if we did change the state,
I know.
And you were calling this function,
I know.
It would throw synchronously anyway. Which is why it's hard to guard against, regardless of...
But why don't we just raise it asynchronously? Connection error, flip it into reconnecting. Send looks like it worked.
Yeah. The idea with this is that we're saying you can check the state before you call send.
So
correct. Because if you check the state beforehand,
you're not going to get that.
Well...
You'll never get a synchronous error. You'll never get a synchronous error. That's the difference.
Yeah, ideally you'll never get it.
Right?
In this case, this is preventing that.
It's just racy by default, though, right?
It is racy, right?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing you can lock
so
or check
is,
to make it stop.
We tend to err on the side of doing async errors for racies rather than synchronous, don't we? Unless we know up front the state is wrong.
Yeah.
So I would say...
You try catch and then...
We try catch, connection error, start reconnecting.
Yep. You just call lost connection.
That's just a blatant bug. Like, it's just a...
Yeah, so I saw it...
It's a quirk of WebSockets.
I found this like a month ago, so
all right.
It's been a while.
Let's change WebSockets...
When you follow a bug, it's assigned to you.
Send. Let's change WebSocket sends to...
It's not a fun one to do either.
Catch. Send errors.
It's going to be buggy as hell.
Lost
this is going to be one of those bugs where I spend like 2 weeks
connection.
Just trying to reproduce this thing.
Force the connection into.
They have done Jabber all the time.
I've only ever seen it.
Well,
like,
before. No.
You gotta think, right? This is so rare in Twitter because, like, you should never be reconnecting, ideally.
Well.
Unless the server like
your connection drops.
All right, I'm gonna put this in 201 because it's a simple fix.
Gotcha.
It's a really simple fix.
Yeah.
All right. One more.
Yeah.
I also noticed something. It looks like Taylor has a doppelganger over here on this.
Yeah, my twin over there.
Less hair, though.
Better looking.
I think you need to pose next to your
younger.
You need to pose next to your picture there. Yeah. See the before and
his
after
eyes
the hair.
Surgically removed.
Almost like that.
It's my twin. I don't know.
It's Tyler. It's Tyler.
Yeah, it's Tyler.
Twin Tyler.
Tyler? Nice.
It's Tyler. All right. Tyler and Taylor.
This last one.
Cool.
302 not handled when connection is reconnecting. Jabber, I did a new deployment. Stop fitting! And all the cookies expired. The connection broke. It was attempting to reconnect, but never stopped. So we just... Do we go into an infinite loop? Don't we have back off and stuff now?
It backs off.
Oh. Then what's the problem?
But never reconnects. Because the 302 never bubbles to the actual, like, field handler. So if you look at this thing, I think we handle 302s in the other transports. If you scroll around, scroll. In here. You see, all you get in WebSocket is a wonderful string.
I see.
With a response to it. So I don't know if we should like parse it. I know with AJAX requests, sometimes we don't know if we're
Stefan!
Redirected, right? Come in.
Excuse me.
I'm for sure we're going to send both to you.
So this is a this is the socket request itself is sending with the 302? This
yes.
is the connect?
Yes.
The reconnect? Okay.
Which is why
And so the API fails.
Yes.
Start fails asynchronously. And we just go, oh, well, we'll just retry. Do we?
This is a reconnect.
It's a reconnect.
So,
but doesn't it eventually stop?
It does.
After the reconnect timeout.
And then Jabber will reconnect, will start again like 5 seconds later.
Yes.
Okay, so it does recover.
It didn't recover in this case.
Why did it not recover?
It raised
it
the connect.
Should
Jabber call start again? Fail somehow didn't run? Maybe?
That sounds
know.
More complicated.
It's supposed to run on fail.
Alright, so we just need to investigate 302 handling.
302s in WebSockets and like 401s.
Okay.
We just can't. Today.
Is that even consistent across browser, the string?
I do not know. I just know that you don't get the actual...
So we just need to investigate.
You don't get
parse,
the request.
Were you getting a parse error, like when... Like, or... What was
yes.
the response? Yeah.
It just said that. Scroll across. It just said...
Like the socket's error event basically fired, and we got that.
I see.
And the thing is, you can't get a status code. They hope we do for other browsers, and we detect it, and then we actually...
Not a strongly typed one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can't do, like, e.statuscode. You have to kind of parse the string and go... Ugh.
So this just sounds like an easy investigation. We just need to look at it and do a big matrix and figure it out.
Give it
to Stefan!
Lucky that. I'll be installing an SSD today, I believe.
Well, then you'll be done in, like, 10 minutes, right? Because they're really fast.
Hopefully.
Do we want this in 201, or are we trying to push this?
No, 201.
Yeah, this is not that, it's not that important,
no.
right? Okay.
Punt.
Well, kick the can down the road a little bit further. There you go, Halter.
Also known as...
We'll need to,
I feel guilty.
Do,
I didn't take any bugs for myself.
Proper...
That's unusual.
Delegation.
Analysis.
Yeah.
But it's become more
steel.
As you become more of a delegator.
Now, you said it wasn't just 302, it's 302,
I'm
right?
I'm installing it like it is.
Wow.
What else was it? It wasn't just 302.
401.
And 401 responses.
I think 401s are handled in my fucking properly.
To WebSocket.
Because our code only checks the negotiate request.
Requests.
For 302?
And 401.
We're doing it for parse error.
It's not parse error, it's the error handler WebSocket.
Only problem is in WebSocket, you don't actually make an HTTP request that happens to end the pros. So all you get back is an error. And we just say, oh, reconnect. Reconnect.
Right. The real question is why the reconnect timeout and then manually starting a new connection in Jabber didn't work for you. Because that's the unusual part. This is just like meh. I mean, it's not good.
Should be easy to test though. I mean, like, you can simulate the same situation.
Isn't this the same thing as a 3xx? But like the
we got one more, whatever? Third one? One
yes,
more?
With the redirects, yeah.
Where are we up to? Here. Mono?
Skip
that one.
Wait, what? No.
We love Mono.
Yeah,
we love Mono.
Mono's awesome. Who's running Mono here?
Guy wrote a console lab.
You have Max.
I told him to debug it.
I have it in a VM.
Oh, you've already talked to him.
You
anyway,
love the Mono community. You always keep them up to date.
A deadlock? This doesn't sound good.
They love me too.
Stress bug?
Market is stress.
This market is stress and move on.
This is the 30-second issue, which I believe
it's not
fixed.
Deadlock, right? It's just 30 seconds.
Oh, that's not a deadlock.
Right.
Anyway,
no. He said if you call stop,
it says it hangs for several seconds.
Oh,
it's several.
It's not forever.
It should be 30, and we fixed it a couple times.
This thing, right? This crazy
well,
thing.
It's
like, you call stop instead of a callback, and
yeah. So in
it hangs.
Certain circumstances, when abort fails, it will take 30 seconds, but it shouldn't take that
this
long.
This sounds really familiar.
Doesn't this call wait on the abort to succeed?
Yep.
Yeah, this is by design.
So like,
and we've already twice fixed
this always,
issues.
Won't this always happen because it can't actually run the call because
it's just,
if abort fails, there's nothing we can do.
Yeah.
Like
no, in that situation.
No, no. If it succeeds, how will it?
It will, as soon as we get the response from abort, we'll close out the
call. This is in a callback.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
not
in the,
gonna
in,
work.
This is in the loop.
Yeah.
It can't receive anything else.
So with WebSockets, it's a known issue, for example?
Yeah.
So
but actually, no, not either. Because that's part of the reason we made the abort of WebSockets an AJAX request. So actually, it should be fine in WebSockets. It's an AJAX request.
Do we block
will
that? Just stop async?
Will that fail? No.
It's not, right?
Will that fail if it's part of the actual callback?
But the thing, it's a different band that we're receiving the abort response on. It's a different AJAX request. It won't be blocked. Like, in stop, we'll make an AJAX request, we'll wait on the result,
yep.
It's completely out of band.
That's true.
Is that true?
Unless we have some sort of lock in the client.
In the
we
in the
do,
loop.
Right?
In the loop, right?
We're locking that thing.
But we shouldn't be locking on, like, we don't have a state lock in the abort handler, for example. We have a specific lock just for aborting.
Yeah, we have like three locks.
Yeah,
for
probably a
bug or
somewhere.
Yeah,
I mean, we've looked into
look
this
at.
A lot. I've looked into it a lot. You can assign it to me, but I'm not sure how readily I'll repro.
2-1.
Alright, yeah.
But I'll definitely give it a shot.
One second.
Alright. Done. We done, Brady? Is that a wrap?
I'm cool with that. So I mean, is that the end of a trio?
We have more. We haven't finished.
It's been a relatively small trio.
We've got one, two, three, four left.
Oh, I'm cool with that. I think everybody's gotten the idea. You
okay.
guys just get together and you do this. Like,
yep.
How often? Once a week? Once a day?
Well, technically, we try to do it
supposedly
every day.
Supposedly every day.
Yeah.
We do it like every...
Once every couple of days.
Couple of days.
Okay.
Yeah. Couple.
But we try and get to it every day if we can.
So don't you want to close out and show us your awesome swing?
Sure!
Yeah. Who's going to bolt?
Don't break the camera.
You will.
Oh, no!
Beautiful.
Is that the practice shot?
That's the practice shot. Come on.
Get a ball, man.
Oh! That was a bit more bounce than I was expecting.
This was a lot easier
pitch
than
it
the
up.
Old building they were going to tear down.
Pitch it up.
Oh!
Oh, come on, that's gonna give me LB out here.
Too far out.
Yeah.
Anyway. Very good. Oh, Abhishek's aching for a bat. You can just see it in his eyes.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
Bye from the Signal Arc team.
FTV.